Well, it's important that we recruit a goalkeeper, you know, to be competitive with Luke Steele. I definitely want a left winger to compete with Matty Doll. And then it'll give me the balance to, you know, rotate and possibly legislate for injuries and suspensions in the centre of the pitch and out wide. In an ideal world, I'd have another two players to add to that, so that I've got a really deep squad, probably about 22 outfield players, plus the young players as well.
Are you close with any further recruitment? Is anybody expected to be signing this week?
We've met up with a player today, but again, with respect to finances at this moment in time, we're a million miles away. So it's something that we'll try and revisit, try and strike a common ground financially. If we can't, we'll walk away and we'll get a different recruit.
Oliver Norwood, any progress there?
There's possible progress. And again, he's a player who we've got a valuation of. And obviously, Oliver Norwood and his representatives have got a valuation as well. So we've got to try and strike that financial balance so that we don't, you know, put the future of the football club in jeopardy. So we're optimistic, but again, you know, we've got to make sure that we meet in the middle with respect to financial demand.
Is he the kind of player that you really sort of wanted at the start of the summer, though? You've been watching him for a while, haven't you?
Yeah, I want players who can, you know, be creative. I want players who can play, you know, either in the central position in two-man midfield or a three-man midfield, without taking away the cutting edge that we're looking for. We're trying to recreate that. We add it in wide areas of the pitch, in the central areas of the pitch, with our passing and mobility. Now, we've got to get back that. And Oliver Norwood represents good value for money on what he can do on a football pitch. He can be creative. He can score goals. I think there's more goals in him as a player. And he can play in a two-man midfield as well. So I need them permutations. I want them permutations. And I don't want us to be as see-through as we possibly were over the last 15, 20 games of the season, where we just weren't good enough to compete against the opposition. And we were pretty see-through with respect to permutations that we had.
Any update on Jacob Butterfield?
There's nothing to report. Jacob's you know, obviously in contact with other football clubs by and through his agent. I've had some positive discussions with Jacob, but again, there is no rush, but it can be rather frustrating from my own point of view and the club's point of view, because we don't know which direction we're going to go in on recruitment at this moment in time, because he's still undecided. We've tried to encourage him to enter negotiations with Barnsley, but at this moment in time, he's probably looking at other options and alternatives. We'll probably know more towards the end of the week, but I won't get too involved emotionally on the decision that I feel as though should be made. You know, Jacob will ultimately make the decision. And if you're good enough, well, we've got to be patient enough to wait for him to make his decision. I do believe he is good enough.
How difficult is it to sort of stay emotionally detached, though? Because this must be frustrating for you. Well, it's nearly July now. You would have liked to have this sorted by now, wouldn't you?
If I was Jacob and I knew, since his injury in January, his agent was openly discussing moves to the Premier League and probably the Championship, and nothing's really been firmed up by now, and me as a player, I'd be asking them questions quite sternly to my agent and representatives, what is actually going on? Because we're entering the last week before pre-season and nothing has been concluded. So, you know, I would be rather worried. And, you know, I do feel as though Jacob's future should already have been sorted out. But it isn't, you know, and emotionally I can detach, because you can't really cut off your nose to spite your face. And what I wouldn't want to see is Jacob making a decision to join another Championship club when, if that's the case and he's going to remain in the Championship, he should be signing for Barnsley Football Club. So, you know, the emotional side of the game, it's quite easy for me to detach from.
Do you believe he's still open to staying at Barnsley?
I believe he's still open, but I'm also led to believe that a number of Premier League clubs are in pursuit of Jacob. Well, if they are, and they have been since January, then I'm quite sure that business would have already been concluded.
Kevin Kilbane, what's the situation there? Is there anything new to report on that?
No, nothing new. Like I said, a lot of what we are trying to achieve in the market will be determined by probably the decision that Jacob makes.